Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, a leading Argentinian winery has decided to make the difficult decision to stop selling its Catena wines in Ireland because of the impending alcohol label warnings, which are due to be implemented in this country by 2026. All alcohol products must include health warnings, including a warning of the direct link between alcohol and fatal cancers. Dr. Laura Catena is a fourth-generation managing director of Catena, the most awarded winery in Argentina, and is also a Stanford-trained medical doctor. And she says she cannot, with a clear conscience, print such misinformation, as she calls it, on the family's wine labels. And I'm delighted to say that Laura joins us now on the line, along with Professor Frank Murray, who's chairperson of Alcohol Action Ireland and also a liver specialist. You're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Laura, I might come to yourself first, and can you explain to me why you object to the alcohol labelling that's due to come into effect here in 2026?
Yes, hello, and thank you for having me. Well, what I object to is the wording of all alcohol, as opposed to excessive alcohol, which is, for example, in the warning labels in Korea, which I apply on all my wines there. There's a warning in Korea for excessive alcohol can cause mental problems, strokes, liver disease, cancer, all kinds of things. But they use the word excessive. What I object to is the word alcohol without a qualification, because I don't think the data is definitive on harms to the liver. I think there are some cancers that are associated with light drinking, so I think that's a legitimate concern. But the cardiovascular benefits, which have been shown in data over decades, should be taken into consideration for moderate drinking.
Okay. So just for our listeners, in terms of the actual messages that are going to be displayed, so we all understand what we're talking about. And I think the one that you're referring to specifically that you have an objection to is drinking alcohol causes liver disease. For you, you're saying that's too definitive, or is it, in your belief, is that not true?
I think that's not proven. I am saying that. But I also think that telling somebody that there is a direct link between alcohol and fatal cancers does not include information about some cancers that are reduced by alcohol, which include lymphoma, renal cancer, and thyroid. So I think that is also misinformation. And I think that if you are going to include harms, and now we're talking about moderate drinking, I have no debate about excess drinking causing all the things on this label. If you were to change it to excess drinking, I would apply it without a problem to my labels. But let's now talk about moderate drinking. There's also these benefits. People who drink in moderation live longer. This has been shown by very reputable studies. Even The Lancet has reported this. So to me, it's misinformation to tell somebody that they have a higher risk of something without telling them that they might have a benefit. So I also disagree with the direct link between alcohol and fatal cancers, because it doesn't qualify some benefits.
All right. Well, I'll bring in Professor Frank Murray here, and I'll give those two lines again, because these are the labels that are going to be going on alcohol products from 2026 under the new legislation. Drinking alcohol causes liver disease, and there is a direct link between alcohol and fatal cancers. And Professor Frank Murray, what we're hearing from Laura is that she wants drinking excess alcohol or drinking alcohol in excess causes liver disease, and there is a direct link between excess alcohol consumption and fatal cancers.
Thank you, Sarah. So I would refute almost everything said by Dr. Laura there, and I'd remind you that she is somebody working in the alcohol industry. So she has that conflict of interest. You know, the alcohol industry is interested in selling product and making profit, whereas what people like me are talking about are about trying to reduce the harms and save some of the lives that are lost from alcohol. So just to go over the excessive alcohol suggestion, well, you don't need to drink excessively to have harms from alcohol, I'm afraid to say. I wish that were the case, but the fact of the matter is that there is no safe level of alcohol consumption. And that's not my opinion, Sarah. That's the opinion of the World Health Organization. So based on numerous data from numerous very big studies all around the world, the alleged benefit of alcohol in terms of cardiovascular mortality is mainly from observational studies, which are very poor, frequently funded by the alcohol industry. So they have that conflict of interest again. And the overwhelming evidence the overwhelming academic and research evidence, the overwhelming opinion of those people involved in research in this, is that there's no safe level of alcohol consumption and that we should discourage people consuming alcohol and reduce the amount of alcohol that's consumed. Now, if you look at Ireland, about 1,000 cancers every year are caused by alcohol.
Okay.
Some of those begin at low levels, including particularly, if I may finish, breast cancer.
Yes. So can I just bring you back then to the first label, drinking alcohol causes liver disease. Are you saying that is absolutely true and that you don't have to drink alcohol in excessive quantities to cause liver disease?
So there's two aspects of that. So at lower levels of alcohol consumption, particularly if people are overweight, there's a condition known as metabolic alcohol related liver disease. And that's clearly caused and worsened by consumption of alcohol. Secondly, most people who develop liver failure have drunk very heavily over a prolonged period of time. There's no question about that. And you don't get the main risks at low levels of consumption are cardiovascular disease, cancers, and incidents and accidents and events related to going out and drinking, such as suicide, being involved in a road traffic accident, being involved or incident.
Well, why does the label then? That sounds to me then that the label isn't pointing towards the real risk, is it?
Yes, it is. No, absolutely. No, alcohol causes fatal liver diseases. There's no in my life.
But is it excessive consumption of alcohol that causes liver disease? Is that not what you
lower
just
levels?
Said
there? Lower levels of alcohol cause non-fatal liver diseases, but worsen other liver diseases. For certain, alcohol causes liver disease at almost all levels of consumption, light, moderate and heavy, as the alcohol industry.
All right, well, let me bring in Dr. Laura Catina on that again. And Dr. Laura, what do you have to say to that?
Yes, first of all, thank you, Professor Murray, for being here, because you allow me to present some of the data behind what I'm saying, because, of course, we have to always talk about data and science. So the first point you made about observational data is actually very important in that we have some small randomized controlled trials, but we don't have a large gold standard randomized controlled trial. We have mostly observational data. But it's that same observational data that is used to show these potential cardiovascular benefits and to show any cancer risk and any liver risk. Now, we do have, so actually you can't say, okay, I want to talk about the negatives, but not about the positives. Remember I said there were some cancers that are reduced by alcohol and some that are increased? Well, it's the same data. So
right,
if we're going to
criticize do you accept Frank's point, Lara, that alcohol does cause liver disease? I mean, that's a definitive as far as he is concerned.
Excess alcohol. No, I don't accept that small amounts of alcohol cause liver disease. Now, I do agree with Dr. Murray that if you already have liver disease and perhaps you don't know it, drinking alcohol in low amounts could harm you. And if you know you have liver disease, it's very likely that your doctor will tell you not to drink. For example, if you have liver disease caused by many of the other causes, such as hepatitis or drinking sugary drinks or a sedentary lifestyle, and you have already liver disease, fatty liver disease, then yes, at small doses, alcohol could be harmful. So I do agree with that.
Why not have those labels then on alcoholic products to let consumers know?
Why not? Because I think that that's a great question, actually. So I think that if there's a person that doesn't have liver disease, which most people don't have liver disease is much smaller as a cause of death than, let's say, cardiovascular disease, which I will tell you, if you give me a chance, why I do think that the data is very strong on cardiovascular benefits. So back to liver disease. So most people don't have liver disease. And I think that to tell somebody that is enjoying, you know, a glass or two of wine with dinner Friday and Saturday night, that they are doing something that causes liver disease and that has a direct link with fatal cancers is very preachy. And and I don't think it's correct. I think if you're
preachy
going to do that, then
or informative, you know, and again, like obviously, and I know you're not hiding the fact that you're coming from your director of Catina, as I mentioned, an award-winning winery in Argentina. So you do have a vested interest here. So is the concern people will be less likely to drink alcohol, you know, from your perspective?
No. Well, first of all, I do agree I have a conflict of interest. And the reason I'm here talking to you is because I tried to get a doctor to talk, and most doctors will give written interviews, but they're less likely to agree to actual spoken interviews.
Okay.
But I have talked to a doctor that agrees, to many doctors that agree with everything I'm saying here. So back to, maybe the word preachy is wrong, but it's basically wrong to tell somebody that something they're doing that is not harmful is harmful. I think that is wrong, especially when it might actually have a cardioprotective effect. So let's say you have a 45-year-old man who doesn't have liver disease, who exercises and has maybe a little bit of early cardiac disease that they don't know of. They could be getting benefits from alcohol.
From, say, a glass of red wine or something like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, okay. They could be having benefits. And this is...
Okay, well, let me ask Professor Frank Murray about that. And Professor Frank Murray, do you accept that?
No, I don't accept that. It's been clearly shown that there's no safe level of alcohol consumption. And the reason why that is that if there is a benefit in a small number of cardiovascular diseases, the benefit is outweighed by the risks of cancers, the risks of incidents when people are out drinking, the risks of other cardiovascular diseases, and of course, the other risks around alcohol dependence and depression and anxiety and all those other mental health issues that are associated with alcohol. So I just like to go back, if I may, to say something. These labels are very factual. They are stating truths. There isn't, I believe, anybody of any reputable person who's doubting the risks of cancer, of liver disease, and very importantly, of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, which hasn't been mentioned at all.
Yeah.
I could just finish. There's absolutely no doubt about these harms, Sarah. I mean, it's been discussed.
So maybe just to, for absolute clarity then, we have an interesting text from Neil here that might just bring some clarity on it. And he is asking, I have a glass of red wine daily. How likely am I to get liver disease?
So you're not likely to get liver disease from that on its own, unless you have other conditions, such as, for instance, fatty liver disease or metabolic associated liver disease, which is very common. And about 20 or 30% of the population has that. So there's an association with people having that disease getting worsening of their liver disease at that level.
If the label says drinking alcohol causes liver disease, and then you're telling Neil he's having a glass of red wine daily and that's not likely to cause him liver disease,
I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that, Sarah.
Okay, so what I said was... Answer Neil again, please, for me.
Well, first of all, a glass a day, how many drinks in a day is that? Is that two units in a glass? A quarter of a bottle of wine is two units. That's certainly enough to harm your liver and cause abnormal liver blood tests. There's no question about that.
Okay, but a glass as in one unit a day isn't?
The big risks from that are breast cancer and other cancers. It's the cancer risk, and that's what I'm saying. That
go to what Dr. Laura Katina is saying, that the label should say excess, or maybe say, you know, two units of alcohol a day, you know, to be absolutely accurate? Because to me, like, from what you're saying, one unit of alcohol a day doesn't cause liver disease in people who don't have the underlying conditions that you've outlined.
Yeah, but it does cause other diseases. So, I mean, what I want to get
back to, if you don't mind,
but the label is saying that alcohol causes liver disease. Alcohol is associated with cancers. Alcohol, you should not drink any alcohol in pregnancy. I think that's a clear enough message. Let's go back. There is no health benefit in consuming alcohol. We know that any cardiovascular benefits that there may be, and that's even controversial, are overwhelmed by the incidence around alcohol consumption. And also by the damages to the cardiovascular damages and other harms that we don't need to go into particularly here now. But we shouldn't be, no one should take a glass of wine per day because it's good for their health.
Okay.
They may take it for other reasons. I'm not arguing against alcohol consumption. I'm not arguing against, I consume alcohol. I'm not arguing against consuming alcohol. I'm just saying that the risks of alcohol are absolutely undoubted. They're widely accepted.
Okay.
Almost
and
universally accepted.
People should be informed of the
work.
Same.
It's a citizen's right issue. I mean, instance, the most toxic product in the supermarket has no warning on it. It's a ridiculous situation.
Laura, I just might ask you finally, are you considering pulling your products from Irish shelves if these warning labels are changed as planned?
No, if they change to excess, I would absolutely keep my products. Can I read to you something from Lancet, which is a very good journal
I'm afraid,
from 2022? Because it says that there's cardiovascular benefits. But I just want to say one last thing. I agree with Professor Murray that as doctors, we do not tell people to start drinking for their health because you don't know who is going to develop an alcohol use disorder. So I do agree with that statement.
Okay.
But for our person who called in, if you love drinking your glass of wine and it brings you joy and brings you close to family, I don't think there's any indication that you should stop doing that.
Okay. Okay, well, Professor Frank Murray is very clear that that in his view, all alcohol does cause one harm or another. But I think we've
risk with what I said. Carries risk rather than
carries problem. Risk, sorry. Yes, and I don't mean to misquote you. And thank you both. It's been very interesting to discuss the issue with both of you, and I appreciate your time. That is Dr. Laura Catena and Professor Frank Murray. Thank you both.